What's going on, everybody? This is the Gorilla Man, and you're listening to the B&B Sports Show podcast, along with my main host, Ben Gilliland, who is always seems to be having problems and issues with his side on Anchor for some fucking reason. I don't know why. But here he is, the man himself, Ben Gilliland.
Yeah, what up? Hey, actually did the fucking introduction right this time.
I practiced it while I was sitting on the shitter this morning, so I think I
Ow
had pretty good.
now, brown cow. Ow now, brown cow.
Unique New York.
I'll get this straight right eventually.
Only took me four episodes, and I'm fucking finally got it.
So we're a little late today, and obviously we didn't get all our picks in before Thursday night football, but it doesn't matter because pretty much everybody fucking picked the Patriots to win.
Yeah, and surprisingly though, the Giants are fucking hanging in there with them. The score is 21-14 right now, and late in the fourth quarter, about 9 minutes to go or so. So,
Yeah, surprisingly, but I don't know. Vol Mike Nugent, you see that kick?
yeah. Well, it was
Laces in.
was just the fact that a few plays before that. When Edelman caught the ball and then the defender stripped it and it was a clear fumble and they called it an incomplete pass. I mean, what kind of bullshit is that?
Yeah.
I mean, it just, you have to kind of expect those kind of plays when you're playing in New England, so.
That place kicker holders. Really, Ray Finkel in disguise.
Well, I just think Gostkowski is fucking done. And what a dumbass throw. But anyways, yeah, let's get right into it, man, because I know you got to get up early, so we're just gonna try to do a
Yeah, we
short and
gotta get
sweet.
in.
I
Hey,
know how that goes. I know how that goes, so.
right now I'm trying to browse through our page, and what the hell happened to our polls? It's ended, so. Where the hell do you see the results?
It was ended at 14 yeses and 19 noes.
Jesus. So 14 isn't really enough to even get it going.
No, I think it's once we get a few more likes. I mean, because what was it like at 100 some likes or barely 100 likes when we did the poll? So that was about a week ago. And I've been sharing our page and a lot of like I'll download videos and then I'll share them to other pages or other groups or whatever throughout Facebook and inviting people that way and stuff. So hopefully it will. I mean, I'm just hoping that a meme will take off and then give us like a lot of exposure and stuff like that.
$5 and we had 19 no's, you fucking cheap bitches. You really need that fucking meth dial blowjob from Cheryl down the corner that badly. Yeah, cheap fucks.
Exactly.
Jesus Christ.
Exactly. I mean, what's $5? I mean, hell, you could even do it for a dollar if you want.
I know. Well, the plan is to start off with five, and then if you get enough fucking people, then lower the price of the buy-ins and raise the winnings.
Well, it looks like the Patriots just sealed this win. They fumbled the ball, and looks like they recovered and about ready to score a touchdown. So,
Yeah, we
looks like
already
this
knew
game's over.
this is already sealed from the start. Their defense is lighting it up this year.
Yeah, but when they play a team that actually has a scoring offense, we'll see how good their defense really is. If they can continue to do something like that against Patrick Mahomes, then I don't see it happening. Hell, I think even the Giants, or not Giants, but the Cowboys will give them a little bit of troubles.
Yeah. Well,
And have you
damn,
noticed
they're
that?
scoring as many points as this fucking running back and a receiver on a good day for
Yeah,
a game.
well, it's the
That
fact that,
quarterback points.
well, it just goes to show you, though, that Tom Brady is definitely showing his age this season. I mean, he has decreased. He hasn't even scored a touchdown yet this season. Or not this game, I mean, sorry.
Yeah, as he ran it in.
No, he didn't. Not in this game. He had a running back run it in.
Or did they call back? I thought he had a QB sneak in.
No. Not in this game. Yeah. It was
shows how much I've been paying attention to it.
Yeah, I haven't really been paying attention a whole lot.
I've been trying to get my stupid laptop to work. It's been slower and shit lately.
All that freaking backup porn that you've been downloading.
Nah, that's why my phone's going shit. So all the porn I put on my phone.
Porn you put on your phone. That's probably why Anchor's like, sorry, motherfucker, way too much fucking porn on this phone for me to.
My laptop is more expensive, so I'm not going to ruin that. But porn, I'm going to ruin my cheap phone with it.
Any way to bust a nut at night, right?
Plus, it's more easier to take your phone into the bathroom.
Yeah, it's a little iffy. People be like, why do I hear tapping while you're sitting on the shitter? Don't fucking mind your own business, motherfuckers. Click, 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 click. Anybody got any lotion?
What do we want to start off with? Do you want to start off the NFL pick'ems, college pick'ems?
We'll do college for. Well, yeah, let's do college first. Top 25 if you can.
Top 25. I actually found a better list that has it all in one area. It's in, at the fucking scroll up and down.
Yeah, I had the same thing with the one website that I used. I can't remember what it was. I have it on my phone. I don't want to back up because then it will just shut off the fucking podcast. So I'm not looking at anything.
Yeah, it's got all the ranked teams and their buys and who they're playing. It's fucking great. All in one convenient area. All right, well, I guess we'll just kick it off right now. Number 25, Cincinnati at Houston.
Wow. Forgot that Cincinnati was ranked. At Houston. Houston plays pretty tough, but they're just, I don't think they're as good. I think Cincinnati should be able to get this one.
You know, I mean, it's tough for me to say it too. I think I might agree. I don't think Cincinnati's really even that good. But
who'd they beat? That was so good. Having a brain fart. I know they beat – so I think it was when they beat Syracuse, back when Syracuse –
Syracuse is not good.
Not now, but back when – in the beginning of the season is when they were ranked, is when they beat them. Yeah, I think the Patriots defense has two total touchdowns this year – or in this game, I mean.
Yeah, I was going to say they got more than that altogether.
Without them, there's no way in hell the Patriots would even win a game this season. They can't rely on on Brady anymore, that's for sure.
Their defense is pretty stout.
Well, it's their first in the league or whatever, but
yep.
Once the season gets further along, people will start exposing them. Because there's only so many games you can play with your team being at 100%. And when they get down in the trenches, week 11, 12, 13, you know, players are going to get banged up and injured, and they ain't going to play as good.
See, the Cincinnati didn't really beat anybody that's worth notice to even rank them up there.
Yeah, and they still don't have Minnesota. They're undefeated in the Big Ten West, and they fucking aren't even ranked.
They got slaughtered from Ohio State. Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah, that was like the second week or whatever.
They're not going to rank Minnesota. This is like probably the first time they've ever been undefeated.
No, they've been undefeated since 2007 or 9 or one of those. But it was in this century, so.
I don't know. They suck anyways.
Oh, yeah, no, Gophers suck anyway.
Okay. I guess we'll move on now. Number 23, Memphis at Temple.
Damn, Temple's been pretty fucking good. I'm gonna take we'll take Temple in an upset.
I'm gonna go ahead and keep Memphis non-upset.
Is that Temple though, or is it at Memphis?
It's at Temple.
I think it's going to be an upset. That's just my perspective. We'll have to find out.
We'll find out. Number 22, Baylor versus Texas Tech.
Baylor is going to get them. I don't think Texas Tech can score as much.
They're just really not that good this year. And it's in Baylor, so. All right, I guess we're moving along pretty fast. ranked 21st, SMU is on a bye week, so we'll go ahead and move on to number 20, Virginia at Miami.
Ooh. Man, you know, I was talking so much crap and talking so high on Miami this season. Chain gang and all that bullshit, turnover chain and stuff. And they really been shitting the bed since then. So I'm probably going to take Virginia just because the fact that Miami just hasn't been playing worth the shit. They're playing kind of like the Dolphins are this season. So,
well, makes sense.
Only difference is Miami. Only difference is the Hurricanes aren't purposely trying to lose, so
sucks. Tanking for walk-ons.
Yeah, that's the one way to get recruits in.
I don't know. Who's Virginia even played?
Probably even nobody.
Because I don't know. I think I might just not take Virginia.
Well, it's hard to say because, I mean, even when it's at Miami, it's still difficult to decide whether or not the fucking Hurricanes are going to show up or not. So, I don't know. I've been fooled too many times by getting my hopes up on Miami, so I'm not going to let it get me again. No offense to Miami Hurricane fans out there.
See, I just... Virginia hasn't really beat anybody. Oh, never mind. They beat Florida State.
Well, that ain't really anybody yet either. Florida State ain't really worth the shit this season.
Yeah, that's true.
Two times this week, too.
And they lost to Notre Dame. Well, you know what? I think I'll just go with Miami.
Ooh, so you're gonna do an upset on this one?
I'm gonna take my upset. On Thompson.
So that was my Temple was my upset over Memphis. So we'll see.
I think mine's gonna come to fruition, and yours isn't.
Hey, I'd rather see Miami win. Don't get me wrong, but I just got fooled too many times while in this season, so I'm not picking them.
Fool me 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times. Never again.
They've only played 6. This is what, week 7?
Yeah, I know. I'm just like, it was a joke, buddy.
Well, I don't like to take jokes in this
way to fucking
get
out of the joke. Jesus. All right, moving on. Number 19, Wake Forest versus Louisville.
Oh. Wake Forest is ranked that high?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to probably have to go with Wake Forest on this one. I don't think, because Louisville hasn't been the same since that one quarterback went into the NFL. So, can't remember his freaking name. The Ravens quarterback.
Lamar Jackson?
Jackson, that's right. I almost said Michael Jackson.
I wasn't thinking at the moment because I was trying to look up who they even beat to make it rank to say.
Yeah, I don't know for sure.
I don't know. The hardest team I think that beat was...
A little bit of background. My wife come running in here like, you on the air? I'm like, nope, I'm not on the air. Duh. What? Hold on one second. What? Okay, drama at my house. Apparently my daughter wants to date somebody out of the school district or something. I don't fucking know.
Eh?
I have no idea. That's going to be an interesting conversation, to say the least.
Why, you guys both are going to sit her down and talk to her?
Well, she's going to be 18 in March, so. But she just broke up with her boyfriend 2 weeks ago. Her 19-year-old boyfriend.
And this one's an actual kid her age, or what?
I don't know. This is the first I'm hearing about it. Oh, now I gotta go have a talk after I'm done.
Well,
the funs of being a parent, dude.
Well, you know, she's gonna be off college. She's probably gonna do crazier shit. Not to get you guys worrying, but
I already don't. I'm already starting to get gray hairs as it is, Ben. You really want them coming in a little bit more?
I'm surprised because you shave all your hairs, it sounds like.
I have to, man. I'm tired of that long hair shit.
We are getting real personal about our lives.
This is supposed to be football picks. What the hell is this fucking introduction to parenthood with the gorilla man or some shit?
We interrupt this broadcast for parenting tips about dating kids in another school district. It's an enemy school district. We really hate them.
Oh, God.
They've made obscene pranks and graffiti in our school. Okay. We were doing Wake Forest in Louisville. I lost track of what you said.
I took Wake Forest.
I'm going to take Wake Forest, too. Even though they haven't beat shit for anybody. I guess they did beat North Carolina.
North Carolina ain't bad. They took the Clemson to the limit.
Okay. So we both took Wake Forest. Let's move on to the number 18. Arizona State versus Washington State.
Ooh. And Washington State's not ranked anywhere now, huh?
Not since they all lost Uncle Rico.
Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna have to take the Arizona State. Just because I got fooled again 2 times. UCLA game, and then the following week against Utah. They got shit stomped by Utah.
Where you took Washington State?
No, I took it. I'm going to take Arizona State.
No, I mean, you said you learned your lesson.
Yeah, from Washington State. Thinking they were actually going to win decently.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Arizona State, too. Moving on to number 16, Michigan at Illinois. The Fighting Illini.
Oh, Michigan's going to shit stomp them.
Yeah. That's a fucking no-brainer right there.
Yeah. You skipped the 17th Hawkeyes? Or are you waiting for later?
I'm going in the order it's on the list, and they're going to play another. The other team's obviously number 10, so.
Okay.
Way to fucking jump the gun.
My bad. Well, you said 18, and then you went to the next one. I was like, what the hell?
Put that cock in the holster, buddy.
My bad.
Number 15, Utah at Oregon State.
Oh, Utah's got it.
Beavers,
they ain't really as good as they used to be back in the day.
The Beavers. All right. Let's go with number 14. Boise State versus Hawaii.
Dude, man, this is going to be a tough game. Hawaii's been fucking playing pretty damn good.
I know. It's fucking crazy.
And so is that Hawaii?
Yeah.
I'm taking Hawaii then.
Really?
Fuck yeah. You the way they've been that lately. Dude, that fucking quarterback receiver combo, shit. I think they could definitely score
points. Oh, my bad. It is in Boise State.
Oh shit, it's in Boise State. Fuck it, I'm still taking Hawaii.
It looks like he'd be one of a few. I'm taking Boise State too. 6% on the ESPN college pick 'em picked Hawaii with 94 going to Boise State, obviously.
Yeah, Boise State just doesn't have the defense, though.
See, it's, I don't know. See, they see Hawaii only shit stomped Nevada, and they got shit stomped by Washington. So I think I was hanging on to that Nevada game too. I've really followed Hawaii, but then I was looking at that Nevada game when I picked Nevada, and it just got shit stomped. And I was like, "Oh, Hawaii must be really good."
That Arizona game though, that was one of the best games I've seen in a long time. Hawaii versus Arizona. That was a fucking probably the best game I've seen so far this season for college football. Back and forth, and then to have it end with on going to overtime or whatever, and then have it end the way it did is fucking nuts. 2 yards short.
Yeah. I damn thing just got okay. Yeah. I don't know. Arizona ain't that good either. I'm going to keep my pick of Boise State.
Okay.
All right. Let's move on to number 13, Oregon Ducks versus the Colorado Buffaloes.
Man, as much as I would like to see Colorado upset them, I don't see anybody I don't see anybody in the Pac, what is it, the Pac-12 now?
Pac-12, yeah.
Beating Oregon. So I'm going
to Oregon's definitely winning that one.
Not saying anything bad against Buffalo. Buffalo's definitely a good team, but they're just not on that level yet.
They're on that level enough to beat Nebraska.
Oh, yeah. Well, Nebraska's trash anyways.
I just had to put that out there for in case we get Nebraska listeners.
Screw Nebraska and the corn fuckers.
Number 12, Auburn, is on a bye week. Now, here we go. Mr. Jump the fucking gun. Pulled your cock holster on him. Number 10, Penn State at Iowa.
Here's an interesting story. Penn State is 0-6 on the road facing a ranked team. Iowa is 0-5 against ranked teams the last 2 years or whatever. So it's a coin toss right now.
The last 2 years, ranked teams at home or what?
I believe so.
Because I was gonna say, pretty sure it wasn't that long ago where we fucking ripped apart Ohio State.
Yeah, that was three years ago. Well, I'm gonna take the Hawkeyes no matter what, but.
See, every time we wrap up with that bullshit stats we've thought of, I picked Iowa and they fucking lost to Michigan.
Yeah, I know. We should have never lost that game. Let's put it this way. If Nate Stanley shows up like he did when he played against Michigan, then we are fucked.
That's what's going to happen. That's the defense pulled it out. Fucking lost the game ourselves. The Iowa should have won that game.
But definitely. They went away from the run.
We held Michigan to 10 points. Like, there is no reason for us not to beat them after doing that.
They just went away from the fucking run. And
I think. Yeah.
It was ugly. Either way, it was both ugly, so.
Oh, shit. I think Iowa's going to beat Penn State.
Plus, you got to understand, too, you know who's going to be there on Saturday as the team captain, right?
This Saturday?
Yeah. Stanzi the Mandy.
Ricky Stanzi?
Yep, Ricky Stanzi is going to be team captain. Bring him out on the field.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Iowa anyways, just because we're, I don't know, a lot of people kind of expect Penn State to probably roll over them.
Plus, we're going to be wearing our alternative uniforms, I believe, in this game, the all-yellow jerseys.
I think if we stick with the run, we'll do it.
But... Well, yeah, I mean, Mekhi Sargent, I mean, there's no reason you should have never given him at least, you know, a couple, 10, 15 carries in that game.
I mean, they could cycle through all the backs. They all are more efficient.
Yeah, they went away from that number 15, that rookie, that freshman or whatever.
He's badass.
Goodman or some shit like that. They went away from him. They ran it with him twice. He gained, like, I think it was like maybe 15 yards, but then they quit playing him. It's like, what the fuck?
It's like, I know, he's,
cause it's he's just, well, Ferentz likes to stick with the players that have been there for so many years. So they don't, he doesn't like to fucking, you know, he likes to get the seniors and juniors and seniors a lot of reps. So he doesn't like to give the fucking freshmen any chances. So I don't know. That's the only thing I hate about Ferentz.
He just needs to fucking break them in. So when, by the time they come up, you know, they're going to be good.
Exactly. I mean, starting
Tyler with the Goodson is the freshman.
Oh, Goodson. Well, I knew it was close, something like that. Goodman, Goodson. I mean, close.
It's a son and not a man.
Well, it's better than Samsonite or some shit. I was way off.
Okay. We got number 9, Notre Dame versus USC.
And Notre Dame.
Trojans. And yes, it's the Fighting Irish are at home.
Oh, they're at home. Okay. Notre Dame's going to win this game, but I think it's going to be an extremely close game because these two are huge rivals. So I think it's going to be a decent game. I think Notre Dame wins by at least maybe 10 points. How do you feel?
I thought you were gonna continue on because you said they're gonna win by, and then you stopped.
I said 10 points.
Oh, 10 points? You cut out.
Well, I'm sorry.
I didn't hear it because I was like, yeah, I think they're gonna win by, and then I didn't hear anything. You're like, what do you think? I was like, what?
I like to leave you on a cliffhanger sometimes.
Yeah, I can't wait to get off this fucking stupid-ass anchor. If you're listening to this anchor, fuck you. Go fuck yourself in the fucking ass.
Well, the only thing is about this app is, you know, it's free. And...
It's free and easy to use, just like my commercial. But
it's just, they need to fix it.
Yeah, it just fucking cuts out so much, I can't even make it. So it's easy, but not easy.
Well, like I said, we haven't tried it with us both being in the same room, and who knows, maybe like if I go to your place or whatever, maybe it won't be cutting out because maybe your internet's a hell of a lot better than mine. Maybe it's my internet doing it. I don't know. It doesn't do it when you're by yourself, so I don't understand it.
We'll just move on without it, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
Nobody seems to want to fucking download it anyways.
I got a few people in my group that have it downloaded. It's just they keep asking me, it's like, when are we gonna do a podcast? And it's like, then whenever I want to do it, it's like, oh, I'm going to bed at that time. I'm like, well, motherfucker.
Why the fuck can't they listen to ours then?
Why can't they listen to it?
Yeah, why can't they listen to ours? They want to do a podcast with you.
Who happened? I got Don, I got Carlos, Martha. So far, that's about three.
I didn't know we had fucking listeners.
Oh, yeah.
Because they don't show it on mine because I can't fucking use mine.
Well, I'm going to probably change the name of mine to the B&B Sports Show Podcast just so that way when it comes up on the page that it's actually coming from that instead of my Gorilla Man thing.
Yeah, I need some fucking royalties, motherfucker. You've been collecting too much of this 30 cents without
22
me.
cents. 22 cents is all I've made so far.
I'm coming for my 11 cents. All right. Oh, this is going to be a good one. Number 8, Wisconsin versus Michigan State.
Wisconsin. I think, well, I mean, Jonathan, what's his nuts, is just too much for teams trying to stop the run. So
yeah, because I don't think that, yeah. I actually picked Michigan State for the upset.
Wow. Yeah, I don't see that.
There's only 4% of people on ESPN's college picking to do it. I just don't understand it. How does nobody else get it that you just shut down fucking Jonathan Taylor? That's it.
Yeah, that's all they pretty much have, but I just don't see that happening.
Yeah, but he just runs all over everybody. Nobody fucking like gameplays that. Maybe they'll pass it this week. Oh, shit, they're running Jonathan Taylor again. Jesus Christ. That's he's what scoring 200 all-purpose yards.
That's what I'd like the Dolphins to do. Get a quarterback. I mean, I know they're probably going to take Tua. Take him, and then the next pick, get A.J. Epenesa, and then the third pick, take him in, as a running back or whatever, because I think we're going to shit can Kenyon Drake here pretty soon.
A.J. Epenesa needs to go to a good team, buddy.
Yeah, he is, the Miami Dolphins.
He doesn't need to go to a losing Miami Dolphins. A.J. should come to San
Fran. He ain't got enough freaking draft picks. He ain't got enough freaking cap space to afford all that talent that you have now.
Oh, this yeah, we do. We just structure deals.
For you.
Lynch and Shanahan are pretty good at structuring deals.
We'll see.
We've been getting out of a lot. Well, not all of them. I'm afraid that we're going to end up paying a lot for fucking McKinnon to be fucking injured all the goddamn time. I hope we trade Jerick McKinnon and get somebody good in return. Like a maybe even the third or fourth round draft pick.
Well, it all starts sometime, dude. Some way. Anyway, so I'm taking Wisconsin. You take
Michigan? Yeah. I'm take Michigan State for the upset. I think, you know, they're kind of known for the defense. Well, they had been. I don't know. I haven't really followed them much this year. All right. Number 6, Oklahoma versus number 11, Texas. That's a good one. That's the Red River Shootout. If I'm
River rivalry now, because they had to get away from the shootout part.
Are you fucking kidding me? I didn't even. I must have fucking missed that part.
What?
Where they changed it? When did they do that?
Let's see. 2010, I think.
Nah, it's been that long.
Yeah, it's been a while. So that's when Kevin moved to the Blue House over by the top side of where Amigos is. You go up that steep hill over by Doc's Corner. He used to live over in that area. And then that was around that time, right around Trent when Trent was born. That's when they stopped calling it the Red River Shootout because of all the stupid school shootings and everything. And everyone's like, oh, my God, that's so bad. So it's the Red River Rivalry now. It's like a freaking tongue twister.
Stupid. Yeah, I've been living under a rock for all these years. I just kept calling it the Red River Shootout the whole time.
I've always called it that, but that's what they wanted to refer as on national television. They don't call it the Red River Shootout anymore. Stupid. Political correctness is killing society.
Yeah, it is. Fucking political ass pussies.
Man, I mean, Texas won last season, but Texas wasn't as good as they were this year. They won it, I think it was 48-45. I posted it on our page, the video, whatever. It was a last second field goal for the win. I don't think they're going to get that lucky this year. I think that Oklahoma is going to be a little bit too much for them. So I think I'm going to take Oklahoma in a 52-36 win.
52-36.
Oh, yeah.
I gotta pull up what I picked because I made it on Pick'em. That was actually one of the ESPN college Pick'ems. And I'm pretty sure that was the. No, never mind. That's wrong game. My bad. I picked Oklahoma, though.
So we're both going in agreement on Oklahoma.
Yep, the Boomer Sooners are going to beat the Texas Longhorns. Of course, everybody that's ever listened to their past podcast thinks I just fucking absolutely hate Texas. And you're partially right. I kind of hate their teams. I don't mind the state. I just hate their teams.
I don't mind the Texans, though.
I hate the Cowboys and the Longhorns.
Cowboys. And I don't really care for the Longhorns either, but
I don't really care for Texas Tech or fucking or Baylor, fucking Texans. Who else am I missing?
The Texans.
No, college.
Oh. Well, yeah.
I guess I did go back and forth and I said the Cowboys first. Anyways, that's over early. All right, now this was a good one. The fifth-ranked LSU Tigers versus the number seventh-ranked Florida
Gators. LSU is going to fucking shit stomp them.
And it...
We got one of the best scoring offenses in the league right now.
It's in Louisiana, too, so...
Yeah, they're going to shit stomp Florida.
I actually took the Gators for the upset. Put it 31-24. This was the tiebreaker fucking thing. I thought it was the Oklahoma and Texas, but it was Florida's LSU game. Oh. I picked the Gators for the upset.
You're crazy, dude.
All right, number three, Ohio State is off on a bye week. And then the other number three, the Georgia Bulldogs take on South Carolina Gamecocks.
Oh, Georgia. No doubt.
Yep. I'm taking Georgia as well. So I do kind of like that Jake from State Farm.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Number two, Clemson versus Florida State.
Clemson's going to beat them. There's Florida State sucks.
I know. I'm going with Clemson, too. And I don't think they're as good at this year as they have been.
What I heard, though, was that the quarterback for Clemson had, like, some bruise or whatever on his shoulder or something like that. I don't know. They went in for MRIs or whatever, came back negative. So, I mean, he's been having issues with the shoulder, so that's why he's been kind of struggling, Trevor Lawrence.
All season? He's been struggling all season.
Well, from the first game, I think they said that he got hurt.
Really?
Yeah, but they've been just kind of keeping it hush-hush, so who knows.
Hush-hush. Yeah, I'm going to take Clemson, too.
They got a good running game, though, so I mean, it doesn't really matter.
Etienne hasn't been that great, really. they have so high on this the Heisman watch list, but Jonathan Taylor has been fucking blowing them out of the water.
Yeah, and well, Hurts is with them too, and then the Ohio State quarterback is up there too.
Justin Fields.
Yeah, that dude's fucking pretty legit. And he's the one you want to talk more.
See, that's why you need to watch fucking QB1 Beyond the Lights, man.
Is it on Netflix or something or what?
Yeah, it's on Netflix.
Oh, I just
that dude Ballers. The show Ballers. Yeah, he's the one that makes that show. The QB1 Beyond the Lights.
I didn't know that.
So, you know, I haven't really watched the newest season, but he was the head coach for Miami on the show.
Okay.
Like season one or two. That's that guy.
Okay. Well, are you talking about Ballers or are you talking about the other one?
Ballers.
Okay. I've only seen like one episode of Ballers. So.
The white guy, head coach.
Well, I've only seen the first episode of Ballers, so I don't know exactly.
Where they don't know shit.
No.
He also made Entourage too. Him and old Marky Mark.
Okay, I'll have to check it out. Like, I have so many damn shows to watch right now. I'm still trying to get through freaking Lord of, or not Lord, the Game of Thrones. Like the whole. I don't know. I still don't get that whole all the hype on that fucking show. It's really kind of boring. I mean, there's hardly any battles.
You actually fucking watch the fucking shows as they're happening instead of like 400 fucking months later.
Well, I'm watching it like binge watching it or whatever, but it's just like it's just a lot of talking and not a whole lot of fighting. There's been like one battle so far and I'm already like the 8th episode in the 2nd season.
So I was going to say, you got to be watching like fucking not paying attention because a lot of shit happened. There's a lot of fighting and fucking and all kinds of shit.
Okay, I understand the fucking part. It's just like, it's not a whole lot of fighting. I mean, other than like, spoiler alert if anybody's listening to this, like, I didn't realize, like, you know, how many memes they made of the guy, you know, like, brace yourself or whatever somebody is calling coming or whatever.
Nate, that's Stark.
Yeah, King Stark.
Nah, he was. Fucking,
well, I mean, he was the hand or whatever, hand of the king.
Hand of the king.
And then they cut his fucking head off.
Well, yeah, it's not.
That was going to happen.
Well, yeah, that's the point of the show when it first was, everybody's like, you follow these guys as main characters, and all of a sudden, these main characters fucking boom, they're fucking dead. Like, a lot of shows don't do that shit. Like,
no, I know.
You know, fucking CSI, you got the same fucking guys that have been there since 20 seasons ago. Like,
yeah, I know.
You're just like, it was just kind of like you get used to somebody, like, yeah, I like this guy a lot. Boom, he's fucking dead. What the fuck? Oh, bring him back. I'm a.
Well, it's just like, you know, like the Dragon Queen, she fucking up to the point where she finally bought that army and then
Daenerys?
Yeah, the slaves or whatever, and then
she's fucking hot as fuck.
Yeah. Does you get to see her naked anymore after the first, because I only seen her a few times during that first season, but shortly after What's-His-Nuts died, you didn't see her naked anymore after that.
So, I think so.
Well, we'll see. Like I said, I'm only,
since I've seen all of them,
I'm only like the seventh episode of this season two. Anyways, let's get back to the football picks. You got to go to bed here pretty soon, dude. So 10:30 at night.
You got me picturing old Daenerys naked.
Yeah, I'd stick it in her for sure.
Yeah, I'd pee in the butt.
Anyway, carrying on.
Number one, Alabama versus number four, Texas A&M. Did I say number? I meant 24.
Yeah, you said four. Alabama, they're just too much for
me right now. fucking, I just don't see them ever fucking losing.
Oh, they need Nick Saban to have a heart attack and die, and that'd be the only way.
I bet if the Patriots lose next week, Alabama will.
Yeah, probably. Well, they're playing the Jets, so I doubt it.
Him and old Bill Belichick are fucking Jedi mind tricked.
Well, they're doing that special about him and Nick Saban or whatever coming up pretty soon on, I don't know, I've seen it on HBO or something like that.
That's just got to really grind your gears.
Oh, man. I ain't going to watch it, that's for sure.
You know, two coaches you fucking hate the most.
Yeah. Well, only benefit is Father Time has its day, and karma will eventually take over for all their past atrocities. They're going to pay eventually.
Okay, so now we're going to move on to the NFL pick'ems. Obviously, the first game, which was tonight, we missed calling it ahead of time, so it seems like we're fucking cheating fucks, but everybody understands because everybody picked the fucking Patriots, because who the fuck would pick the fucking Giants?
You'd be surprised. There's quite a few in my group that had a pick the Giants. I think it's just based off of hate.
Some games, like, he did all right, but do you think that the fans and all that shit probably calling for it and Gettleman fucking prematurely pulling out Eli?
I think they did. I just think that they don't want to fucking have Eli go out on a bad note. I think this is definitely his last season. So,
well, I mean, the bad note is he's already, everybody remembers last year and all the picks he threw.
Yeah, I don't know. I think maybe he could have did a little different, probably a little bit better job against the Patriots tonight than he did. Daniels did, so I don't know.
Honestly, their O-line just fucking sucks.
Yeah. Their defense played good until the fourth quarter, just like a lot of teams. They just get worn out, and especially when the refs have the Patriots back every fucking game, it's kind of hard to beat them and the fucking refs. So,
all right, moving on. So this game is the first game of Sunday, and it's in London at 9:30 in the morning.
Oh God!
Well, 8:30 Central.
Well, we've seen what happens in the Bears. Yeah, it'll be 8:30 our time.
Yeah, I think this all listed Eastern. Even if it is a London game, it's listed Eastern.
Yeah, it's 8:30.
Carolina versus Tampa Bay. It's not really at anybody's home. Who do you got?
I think Carolina should be able to beat them. I'm not sure if Cam Newton's starting or not.
See, I was just going to ask you that if you heard.
Well, I know he's back to practicing, but why would you pull a guy that's actually on a win streak and really performing well? Why would you take him out to put in a fucking banged up Cam Newton? Let the guy fucking heal and then bring him in to lose. I mean, Jesus.
Yeah, he really needs to stop taking heads shots because
it's fucking making him dress like a girl.
Yeah, he's dressing like a fucking woman.
Each fucking hit is turning him slowly into fucking Caitlyn Jenner, the black version.
Yeah, I took Carolina too. I just don't see Tampa Bay sweeping them. Tampa Bay is just not a very good team. Carolina is not a very good team either.
Well, they got the best running back in the league right now. So
he is the entire fucking team. That guy is fucking electric.
It's crazy.
I knew watching him just shit stomp the fuck out of us in the run game.
And the Rose
Bowl. Stanford versus Iowa. That dude is going to be a badass.
Or just how bad our defense was.
No. I don't think.
He's pretty
decent. He's just that fucking good. I mean, he's continuously doing it at the fucking NFL level.
And he's a white boy. White boys shouldn't be able to jump like that.
Yeah, he has some ups. All right. Division rivalry. I guess it's not really considered a rivalry this year because there's one team fucking blows. Cincinnati Bengals at the Baltimore Ravens.
I'm going to take the Ravens just because it's at home and the Bengals just downright suck.
I know. Baltimore's so wishy-washy, but and I was like, Cincinnati's not going to fucking lose every game. They're going to eventually win a game. It's just not against Baltimore.
No. I think Cincinnati could probably beat the Browns when they play them again.
So when the fuck is AJ Green's coming back, damn it? Guy's been fucking out forever. He had that surgery in the offseason.
Yeah, I heard week 8 would be the closest he'd be able to come back. But and they also, because everyone's like, oh, everyone's trying to trade up for the 49ers and the Patriots were both trying to trade for AJ Green. And they made an announcement today that they're not going to trade AJ Green. He's staying with the team.
Why? They just could free up cap room to just overhaul their whole fucking team.
He's pretty much the majority of jersey sales. He's the only thing that's bringing any revenue for the Cincinnati Bengals, so they're not going to get rid of their best player.
I mean,
they're just going to lose a whole bunch of money.
They're just going to lose all the time. So people are going to stop buying jerseys because they fucking suck. They need a revamp.
That's one thing of that, you know, about today's
Joe Mixon, but revamp everybody else.
Yeah. Well, it's just the fact that, you know, in today's society, especially with the football fans or whatever in general, they're all about players and not the team, you know. Like, the only jerseys that I own now is from past players like Larry Zonka and Dan Marino. I did have a Cameron Wake and Jarvis Landry one, but I don't even wear those anymore, so.
You probably burned your Jarvis Landry jersey when you went to the Browns, huh?
I paid $60 for it. I ain't going to burn $60.
You ain't like those fucking clowns on.
No. No, I ain't stupid. Hell no.
All those guys that burn the fucking Jalen Ramsey jerseys.
They're stupid, man. And then he's still staying with the team. What a bunch of morons.
Yeah. Seattle Seahawks at the Cleveland Browns.
I took Seattle.
I did too.
I don't know. Maybe this last game was a wake-up call for Baker. The 49ers shit stomped him. Made him look like a bitch, man. I mean, that 49ers defense is fucking for real.
They're also talking about San Francisco trying to fucking trade for Odell too.
Yeah, I've seen that too. I hope they don't. Why bring somebody like that into your organization? He's nothing but a cancer.
I don't think anybody's going to. I don't think the 49ers.
I don't think anybody can afford his cap, you know, hit. But, yeah, definitely.
France D is for real. And they are the second ranked defense.
They're fucking unreal, dude.
There you are.
Major props. It only took, what, 5 years to get your team turned around, and they're looking good, man.
Yeah, they're looking fucking solid. I'm happy about it. I had my doubts, I'll be honest, about Bosa. Just not his playability, but just his not being injured or, like, coming out like his brother did and fucking sitting out a season to try to get a bigger contract.
Well, and then you have to look too. Like he was pretty fresh. I mean, I know he got hamstring issues, whatever, in the preseason.
Him sitting out of college, but he still came in with even being dinged up and still performing.
Oh, I know. The dude's so that's a fucking beast. I think he's better. I think he's better than Joey Bosa. Sorry. Yeah.
So far this year, for sure. And another guy that fucking just blows my mind is D Ford.
Oh, yeah.
That guy has been coming in. He's injured every week. Like, he's questionable. And he's like, well, I'm just going to have this fucking surgery after the season. And they're just like, he's like, he misses a bunch of practices just because his knee, they're trying to keep him so he doesn't injure it worse. But then he still comes out and fucking balls out. So if that guy doesn't need the fucking practice, then that guy doesn't need practice. Whatever they're doing with him and he's doing, they just need to keep going. Cause
exactly.
With those both guys on the fucking ends, fucking blown through, and Buckner on the line, fuck.
It's been crazy, dude. And Jimmy Garoppolo, you know, he's playing pretty damn good, too, so.
Playing clutch when he needs to be clutch. And then our fucking running back stock. Holy fuck, those guys are amazing.
Yeah.
Well, that's why we need.
Jimmy sure turned it around from that Steelers game with that 5-turnover game, so.
Yeah. There's a lot of fumbles on the some of the other running backs.
Well, I'm just saying, a lot of teams, when they start having the issues with the fumbles and stuff, it usually haunts them throughout the whole season. So
I made a couple bets on this game, too. I bet a couple people were like, there's no way the 49ers are going to beat the Browns. I said, you watch. Wow. And I said,
told you, man.
Browns are not going to play the champions. Yeah, as long as the Niners cleaned up that 5-turnover, 30-point game, at least.
And, you know, that was funny. Like, because NFL Network fucking posted something on their Facebook page, and I said, fucking 49ers by 30, so Baker Mayfield's going to be exposed in this game. And this dude's fucking, I got a bunch of ha-ha fucking, you know, things, and the one dude told me to put down the crack pipe, and I said, who's fucking laughing now, bitch? You know,
like, yeah, I saw it wouldn't let me pull it up. Like, I could see the part of the comments, and I couldn't see who you're arguing with, and it wouldn't let me select it. Like, every time I was clicking on the comments, it wouldn't pop up. It was like disappeared. But, like, you know, when you see a post and then you see like highlights of comments, if one of your friends comment on it, that's what that was. And I was like, fuck, I wanted to see this whole thing.
Yeah, dude, I straight up said it before. It was like 5 hours before the game even started. I was like, dude, 49ers defense is going to expose Baker tonight. And I was dead on right, man. Dude didn't say a fucking thing after I said that.
Rushed him. Sherman picked his ass off right away.
Oh, man. If this is the fucking team that they're going to be like all fucking season, dude, I want them to be in the fucking Super Bowl, because that's about the only team that I could see that could – that could take the fucking Patriots.
I know. I think we're definitely going to have a playoff run. We'll see how far we go. I think if we do go to the playoffs, we'll make it pretty far. I don't know. The way Seattle's playing is pretty fucking good, and it'll be either us or them that takes the division.
We'll have to see. All right, we better get going, dude.
I'd say San Francisco wins the division. I'm calling it now.
Oh, well, I already told you that in the beginning of the season.
All righty. Moving on. Houston Texans at the Kansas City Chiefs.
I'm taking the Chiefs on this one. I think Patrick Mahomes is about.
Yeah, I don't see Kansas City losing twice in a row.
Especially at home. No way.
I do think the Texans are a better team than Indianapolis, but...
Oh, big time.
I just don't see Kansas City losing twice, especially at home.
I just think the injuries are starting to catch up to the Chiefs, and... I mean, Patrick Mahomes has been, like, freaking... stumbling through the fucking season so far, so
All right. Next game is the fucking toilet bowl. No offense.
The tank bowl is what we call it.
Washington Redskins at Miami Dolphins.
I'm actually going to take the Dolphins this week. I think that the break that we had that we needed, or the bye week or whatever, just to get shit squared away. Redskins are in turmoil with firing their coach, Jay Gruden. So I think that the Dolphins can probably pull off this one and only win on the season will be this one, I think.
I picked the Skins to do it. I just think the Dolphins are just too in the tank mode. They're eventually going to upset a team to make it look like they're not tanking. But I think just because, yeah, with Gruden being fired, the one win that they beat with the Dolphins, some people are going to have, like, slight hope. Maybe the Washington Redskins are going to be better. No, they just beat a real shit team.
Yeah, I do.
I just can't foresee that happening.
This will be the only time I pick my Dolphins this season, so.
Yeah, it's hard to not go with them, I guess, for you. I mean, the one game that did have a chance in would be this one.
Yep, both 0-5, so.
Yeah, I'm picking the Skins.
Alrighty. Well, that's your upset for pick of the week, then.
Not much of one.
No.
66% of other people on ESPN picked Redskins.
Wow.
I think everybody just knows that Miami's fucking tanking.
Yeah.
But
you can tank and still win one game.
I know they're going to have to just because ever since the ESPN, or not ESPN, NFL.
NFL, yeah.
Getting on their ass.
All right.
Philadelphia Eagles at Minnesota Vikings.
I think I went with Philadelphia in this game. I'm not 100%.
I took Minnesota.
You and your boyfriend, Kirk Cousins. Just can't get home, huh?
It's at home in Minnesota.
Yeah, Eagles should play.
Is getting more and more. He's going to throw it to Diggs a lot and Thielen.
Well, I mean, it could be a trap game inside in sense too, because fucking the way Kirk Cousins has been playing the last few weeks, like he could just come out and light it up. But Eagles defense is pretty good, so I don't see them fucking lighting up that defense real good.
He didn't play that fucking bad last week. What are you talking about?
Well, be surprised.
Well, how many fucking catches did Adam Thielen have? A lot. Like 7 for like 140 yards.
Well, I know fucking Diggs is all pissy about it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you got Adam Thielen. He should know that. That dude had how many fucking games of 100 yards?
I think it was like 8 games last season.
Like 8 or 9 games straight, yeah. He's good. He's good.
Well, I'm not doubting his ability. I'm just saying that Kirk Cousins is not as great as everyone thinks he is. Viking fans are starting to realize it.
He is good.
Okay, how about this? Would you take him over Jimmy Garoppolo?
Yes.
Wow, you really do love him. That's crazy. When's the first date?
First date.
All right, moving on.
He's just got a shit O-line, man. If they fucking would protect him more, not last week, but the week before, that dude took fucking 8 sacks.
Yeah, that was pretty horrendous against the Bears, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, granted, it's the Bears, but fuck. I mean...
Well, how was that though? I mean, isn't that say something for the Raiders though? I mean, for them not to even allow any quarterback sacks in that game?
Yes. Khalil Mack wasn't even fucking any disruption to them at all, I don't think. The entire
That is just fucking nuts. And the Raiders are not that good. So I mean that's saying something.
Exactly.
Maybe they just need to keep them in the fucking in London.
Maybe you just know that I'm right.
About
and
what?
Kirk Cousins is good, and their O-line sucks dick.
Well, try to put Kirk Cousins on the fucking Dolphins O-line and see him survive. He'd be getting like 30 sacks a game compared to what he is now.
Well, yeah.
That's why it's like hard to evaluate a fucking quarterback when you have a shit all offensive line.
I would much rather a quarterback be smart and either take a sack or throw it away than throw a fucking pick.
Oh, yeah.
You got too many people that are always rushed. They flush them out of the pocket. I want you to run and get flushed out of the pocket so you can just make a throw on the run and get fucking picked off. Like, that's stupid.
Or just try to throw it out of bounds, one or the other.
Yeah, that's what I said. Either take a sack or throw it at him. If you have the last second and you're not able to throw it without getting blasted and fumble on the ball.
But look at
granted, Mahomes, fucking loses yards. Like, granted, getting sacks loses yards, but you're not fumbling the ball as you're trying to throw it out, and then you're not throwing a pick.
But look at Patrick Mahomes, for instance. You know, he can run out of the pocket and then throw across fucking his body for like 60 fucking yards for a touchdown. The dude's fucking amazing. He's well, about the only person that I could see do that.
Mahomes. Like, he's a fucking – he's a good quarterback. Like, there's not that many running quarterbacks. Everybody knows Kirk Cousins is not a fucking running quarterback.
Oh, I know that.
There's – I mean, the really good ones are what? This year, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes, Russell Wilson.
And – the kid from Texas, the Texans.
Deshaun Watson. He's not as running as much.
Yeah, I know. Cam Newton, but he keeps getting hurt.
But, yeah, because Deshaun Watson, he took that blast last year, punctured his lung, fucked him up.
So yeah, they've been keeping him a lot more smarter that way, doing it that way anyways.
He's got to think about his longevity of his career getting hit. All right, well,
Josh Allen too, but he's a fucking idiot.
Josh Allen, yeah, he
just likes to dive. He needs to start sliding more.
All right, so we got New Orleans Saints at the Jacksonville Jaguars.
I'm taking the Saints.
Saints, yep.
Magic. You just ain't gonna be able to handle that defense.
I think he can. I just think the other elements, he's really only got the one receiver, DJ Chark, that he's on fire with. The rest of them just bobble fucking passes, can't catch for shit. And I don't know. Fournette will have like one 60-yard run and get like 10 points for fantasy, and everybody's like, ah, he's so great.
He's more injury prone than anything.
And then, obviously, has Jalen Ramsey played any fucking games lately?
Well, he finally went back to practice. So I think they're going to actually have him play once.
He might call on fucking brown bottle flu. Ugh, I got too drunk, I can't play.
What a cool sport.
Yeah. I mean, I guess if people up above and talk shit, like, I don't know. I don't know, really know what's going on behind that curtain, but
it'd be like your girlfriend telling you you have a small dick in front of all your friends and then expect to still get dick later on that night. That's how I think he's taking it, like, bitch.
That's a pretty fucking funny analogy.
I'm just saying, that's what it's kind of like. It's better than my other analogy when I talked about fucking making out my sister and cousin.
Yeah, it's about time you come up.
And then you fucking damn near died on live on air.
That was fucking insane. I've never choked on fucking any sort of liquid like that ever in my life.
I guess you could say I really choked you up, Ben.
It's fucking goddamn time. That was insane.
Oh man, that was the best episode ever. I was still listening to that. I listened to it like twice since our last time we talked about it. If anything, fucking, if people don't want to listen to this show for this, I mean, they could just go back to our old episode just for that episode. That shit was funny as fuck.
That was fucking insane. Oh, fuck.
Oh man. All right, moving on to the next game.
This Toilet Bowl 2.0, Atlanta Falcons at the Arizona Cardinals.
Man, I think I took the Falcons in this game. Because I don't know. Kyler Murray, he just isn't as great as everyone thinks he is. But first fucking year, I can't really base it off of that. But I think the Falcons can finally figure it out on this game.
I think Arizona's winning this one. Atlanta just seems too terrible.
Man, we were way wrong on Matt Ryan this year.
Oh, yeah. I was. Yeah, most definitely. Rather disappointed in that. I think Arizona, they won another game, and then everybody will be back on Kyler Murray's fucking nuts. Kyler Murray's so good. Look what he did to Atlanta.
You know what we have to do? Like, when it comes closer to, like, week 16 or whatever, we need to do, like a recap of what we predicted in the beginning of the season to where we are now. And then, like, you know, you had I think you said that one point Matt Ryan would have been number one on your list and stuff. We'll just go through a list of the whole episode or whatever, our first episode, and we'll listen to see where we projected them to go from there until.
It's not going to make me do homework, so now I'm going to have to fucking re-listen to our podcast and write down.
Oh, I could do that. I can write it all down. I'm just saying, like, we could do like a recap episode around week 16 because pretty much like every team that's in the playoffs or whatever, they're going to be resting their starters. So it's no sense in even talking about them right now at that point.
Yeah. Well, at this point, we know for sure I was terribly wrong about Matt Ryan.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
But then
Patrick Mahomes on that one, I think.
Mahomes, too.
Yeah.
I did change at the last second. I was like, ah, he'll fall out. But then I seen a preseason game. I was like, all right, maybe this fucker's still good. And this next game, I think, and I guess maybe it's the bias in me, it's the game of the week.
49ers versus the Rams.
Versus the Rams.
I'm taking the 49ers on this one, dude. A lot of people are all picking the fucking Rams because it's at home with the Rams. But it's pretty much fucking home game for the 49ers too, because they're in the same state, and I guarantee you that whole fucking stadium is going to be filled with more fucking red jerseys than you'll ever will see fucking yellow or blue or whatever fucking other color they are.
Hell yeah,
it's a fucking 49er takeover, dude. People are probably like, dude, is this dude a 49er fan, because he's really talking them up. But like, you even can attest to this, dude. Like, I can't talk no shit this season, but like, throughout our whole friendship, dude, I've never once fucking talked up your fucking team as much as I have this season.
Yeah, I can attest to that for sure. For as much shit as you talked when I was like first getting into your group like years ago.
Yeah.
Everything out of your goddamn mouth was shit talking the Niners.
Exactly, man. They just impressed me so much.
But yeah. Come back. I needed to be patient with Shanahan. I still had faith in him. And then Lynch. I mean, I guess I kind of had doubts about Saleh or DC. And it just goes to show you, like, having your players, like you said, like, having your players makes you, you know, makes you be able to coach well. You know, he's got his team. He's looking fucking phenomenal.
Oh, I agree. I bet you the fucking Falcons are really missing him right now.
Well, Kyle.
Yeah, Shanahan, yeah.
Yeah, I think they missed him right after he left them when they went to the Super Bowl.
He was the main reason why they went to that Super Bowl to begin with.
Yeah.
And then they forgot how to run the ball.
But I picked LA to win this one.
Wow.
Because of the fact that I know. See, I'm not always biased, like everybody might think I am by listening to me. But like I said at the beginning, I feel like San Francisco is going to have a great year compared to other years. But I knew that they're going to split games with LA. And just because it's home, this is the one game that's going to split. So the second game I'll talk about now in San Francisco or Santa Clara, San Fran's going to win that one. But this one, they're going to lose.
I think they're going to clean sweep. So that's just my opinion.
I hope so. I would love San Francisco to sweep the whole fucking division.
It's just laugh. The fact that Jared Goff is just not as good as everyone proclaims him to be. And that fucking 49ers defense is going to cause so much problems for them in their run game. And Jared Goff is going to be flustered the whole fucking game. So I just don't see how they can put up any points on the 49ers.
I think the difference is, okay, Cleveland's paper champs, they have a stacked roster, but Baker Mayfield is way overhyped. Jared Goff is better than Baker Mayfield, and they've actually are proven good on paper and good in real time, real life, LA's offense. He's got a lot of tools around him. I mean, he's still Todd Gurley. He's got Cooper Kupp. Cooks has been playing that great. Robert Woods has been not bad. He's been pretty well. Their tight ends been have some games pretty good. So I think it's just at all. It's a little different for San Francisco, but I don't think the LA ain't gonna fucking blow them out by any means.
No. If It'll they do win, game. It would be by maybe a touchdown, but I think, like you said, it should be the Sunday night game, to be honest with you.
I know, so I don't have to sit at fucking work while this game's going on, fuckers.
Oh, you don't get off till 6 o'clock at night, then, don't you, or 7?
Yeah, about 6:30. All right, next game is the Dallas Cowboys at the New York Jets.
Cowboys.
Cowboys.
I think Darnold ain't coming back until next week.
New York is just an utter fucking disappointment. I thought they were going to be a lot better. I mean, I didn't think they were going to be division fucking champs by any means, because we all know fucking Patriots have been owning that shit.
Yeah. But
I thought they'd at least be second, not giving fucking Miami a run for their money and being the worst team in the division.
Yeah. Freaking, it just goes to show you how bad Adam Gase is. I mean, he had one of the best running backs from a few years ago, Le'Veon Bell, and they can't do shit.
Yep. Yep. Like I said before, I said it so many years ago that Adam Gase sucks, and he was fucking way overhyped.
Yeah, we learned our lesson, and it set us back many years, so we're paying for it.
All right,
now it's just turn to fucking suffer.
All right, next game is the Titans at the Denver Broncos.
I think I took the Broncos on this one after last week's win.
The upset? I think they're gonna be good. I think, yeah, I think I don't think they're just going to be completely shitty, but I mean, I think they're just going to win a few games. They're going to be finishing last in the division for sure.
Oh, but yeah, for sure.
They'll win a few more games. I don't know. I didn't think they were going to be this bad.
Well, once Bradley Chubb got injured,
yeah,
it's kind of difficult when you're key defensive
players, though. Their defense was good before, even with who are they missing? They still have fucking Von Miller.
Yeah, they have Von Miller, but then you got old Josie Jewell got injured too. I guess
Talib's left years ago, but they got Harris. Harris ain't bad.
The Rams, isn't he?
Yeah. Harris ain't too bad.
No.
Their corner.
I don't know. It's just third. I don't know. It's just give or take. I don't know.
It's weird. I mean, I thought for sure Flacco was a way bigger upgrade than fucking Case Keenum and all the other quarterbacks since Peyton Manning.
Yeah, Flacco definitely was not an improvement on that team.
I thought it would be.
He's just too old.
All right, moving on. Pittsburgh Steelers at the Los Angeles Chargers.
I'm taking the Chargers on this one.
I did too.
I don't know if Rudolph will even be able to play. Because I know he's going through concussion protocol, but, I mean, he got knocked the fuck out. So, I mean, you wouldn't think that you'd want to start him that fast after a brutal fucking hit like that.
That dude, holy fuck, did he
get laid. That was scary, man. That was scary. That was disturbing almost. Like, as I watched it in slow motion, it just like, wow, that was horrible. They had to remove the face mask and everything.
Like, the hit itself didn't look that bad. It was like the corner. But just when he fucking, like, when he hit the ground, he knew he was fucking out. And you're like, okay, now it does. Now you know it was bad because, damn, he got fucked up. What was I going to say?
I don't know. Well, I mean, I know he got fucked up.
Also, what I said before, the Steelers are going to be exposed for what they really are without Bell and Brown, and they suck.
Well, and they don't have their fucking quarterback, so you can't really determine it that way either.
Yeah, I think he just fucking pretended to get injured because he's going to suck.
Yeah, we just like to have surgeries on our legs, on our arms for no reason. You dingus.
They'll stop him from raping people.
Allegedly, motherfucker.
Now, AB said he did.
I don't know if you want to have someone that ejaculates on fucking bitches without their knowledge.
It takes a raper to know a raper, okay?
That's true. Oh, shit.
And then we got the Monday night game, the Detroit Lions at the Green Bay Packers.
Packers got this one. Fucking Packers playing really fucking good ball lately.
I took Detroit.
Wow.
Detroit is actually playing good too. But despite the fact that they tied with the shitty ass Cardinals, that I think they started turning it around. They're like, look, we tied the fucking Cardinals. We need to fucking change shit up because we look like idiots because the Cardinals fucking suck. Let's go ahead and give the Chiefs a run for their money.
That was a good game, too.
And then I just think, and for, I don't know, I kind of picked them to beat the Packers at their home, just, and it's going to surprise a lot of people. It's just, Green Bay probably is going to be too relaxed from shit stomping the Cowboys, and they'll have the guard down.
I don't know. They always play Detroit really tough, though. That's always ends up being Aaron Rodgers' Hail Mary game. So
yeah, Detroit always plays them tough too.
Well, no, so. I'm not nothing disregarding against Detroit, but I'm just saying though, Aaron Rodgers always pulls out some magical trick against them and the Bears all the time. He's got those two teams' numbers.
It'll come down to it. I think Detroit wins.
All right, man. Well, I don't want to keep you up any later than I have to, so that was pretty much all the games. So so much for a short one. It's already an hour and 25 minutes in.
But it's, shortish. We could have had more combos, more funnier shit to go off of, but...
Yeah, work calls, man.
Work. Duty calls.
Duty calls, man. All right, brother. Well, you get some rest, and we'll have to do another show, hopefully, we'll get one in before the Thursday night game next week.
Yeah.
We'll have whenever to shoot for that. Yeah, whenever you have available.
We'll try to get it. Hopefully, I'll have the time and we can do it like late at night or something that I don't have to work the next day, so I could keep it up later and have a better show. This seemed too rushed, but.
As long as you don't have to worry about your son waking up at 4 o'clock in the morning or whatever.
Yeah, every time.
We can always do it earlier in the day too, but I mean, it just all depends.
Well, I don't, because if I have him, then he's up till 9 or 10. I mean, usually he's really, really fucking good about sleeping all night. I think he just knows that he wakes up a little bit. He's like, daddy must be doing a podcast. I'm going to wait till he comes back and actually tries to lay down for bed, and I'm going to wake up and fuck with him. He does too. Like, I'm sitting there laying down, sleeping a bit, and he starts kicking the fuck out of my face. Because he'll just roll around in the bed and fuck around a little bit and kick the fuck out of me until I wake up. Oh, hey, you're awake.
That's the best time to have it, man.
Yeah, I love the little guy.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
I get angry a little bit. Not too angry. I'm just like, you little fucker.
Well, it's like, it's just probably bringing it back to when you were a pain in the ass as a kid.
I know. I was like, you're lucky you just look exactly like me and you act just like me.
Oh, he's probably definitely got his daddy's temper.
Oh, he does. When he gets mad, he gets fucking mad.
Well, hopefully I can't wait to meet the little guy.
Well, when we start doing shows here, which... I don't know. We can. I mean, usually none of us are even really kind of available till like nighttime, even if I'm working on days or nights. So if you're down for coming over like late to do a show and then heading back home or whatever you decide to do.
Yeah, man. It works either way. All the nights that wouldn't work would be like a Monday night because I usually have appointments on Tuesdays, but that's Tuesday about my only day. I can't really do a whole lot during the night before, but
yeah, we'll just, I guess we'll just get a hold of each other and keep it consistent to what we're doing now.
Once a week. That sounds good, man. Yeah, all right, brother. Well, it was a great show, man. And thanks for, tuning in, everybody.
Yeah. Yeah, cheap fucks.
Yeah, $5 motherfuckers.
$5 fucking sucky down the corner. You can't even fucking chip in the $5 to get at least fucking 10 more sucky-suckies. You could have won 10 more sucky-suckies.
We can't all find whores on the fucking side of the corners.
It's a fucking... Ludacris has got fucking hoes in different area codes. Nobody else has got that. Jesus
Christ. All right, man. We better end it before you fucking get all delirious and shit. So. All right, brother. I'm the Gorilla Man, and that is Ben Gilliland signing off for the B&B Sports Show podcast. Later, bitches.
Later, bitch.
Later.